right across the whole of the North, this has been an ongoing issue, and many, many constituents and drivers have come to the SDLP representatives in each and every constituency expressing their frustration at the huge backlogs in MOTs and the difficulty in trying to achieve an appointment, and also the stress that that adds in not being able to get an appointment well beyond the actual period when their MOT runs out. So my colleagues and I have written to DFI to explore further into this issue and to express our concerns, and also to request a grace period in conjunction with the PSNA for motorists currently without an MOT certificate because of the recent delays at MOT centres. But the DFI have denied our proposal, and they've said that 644 customers who had scheduled appointments failed to attend or turn up for their appointments in the week of the 10th to the 16th of June alone. They've assured that plans are currently in place to address this overstanding issue, which is affecting quite a huge number of people. So basically, DFI have come back to say, yes, there is an issue here that needs to be dealt with, and they are dealing with it. But what they're saying is that the huge levels of people, and when you take that figure, it's 644 people not turning up for MOT appointments, that is adding to the backlog and ultimately the delay that is affecting people in achieving their MOT appointment.
And indeed, a huge number of people need their vehicles for work, so this could be ultimately forcing people to be on the road illegally.
Yes, and this is why the SDLP have requested a grace period for those who have exceeded the actual time when their MOT runs out. Because of this delay, they can't get their car MOT'd in time, and there's many people that unfortunately are losing out as a consequence of that. And the SDLP and my colleagues and I have expressed our disappointment that DFI, the Department for Infrastructure, have chosen not to consider the grace period for motorists and have pointed that the hundreds of people that are failing to turn up for appointments, by giving that example of 644 in 1 week alone who failed to turn up, is ultimately leading to this. So the demand in applications has left many waiting for weeks for an appointment and is having a negative impact on people's lives and livelihoods, of which these delays could affect their jobs and how they travel to and from work and ultimately their daily lives. So this is an issue that DFA have to address, and ultimately this is twofold. People who make appointments and pay for those appointments should be attending those appointments to ensure that the system runs smoothly, but equally the system shouldn't be derailed simply by numbers of people not attending. There should be things in place where if there's cancellations or if there's no shows, that the MOT centre should have another way of dealing with it, but certainly shouldn't be hampering those who are actually sticking to their scheduled time. The 6 weeks they have notice, I think, prior to their MOT certificate running out, and there should be a provision there for those who need it to get their car MOT'd on time. But the unfortunate situation for us today is that the DFI have said that they will not consider a grace period for motorists, and that for us brings considerable concerns for many, many drivers and people out there who travel on our roads on a daily basis. But we will continue to challenge this and to keep a very close eye on it to ensure that this issue is sorted and that the pressures at the MOT centres are alleviated, and particularly life is made much easier for those who are in need of that certificate.